Your taxes hold the key. Property owners, assessments for 2017-18 based on the reduced rates are now available. Remember, property tax payments may be made in half-yearly or quarterly installments. Payments in full or any installment should be made by the end of the calendar month in which the amount is due. Payments may be made online via the tax portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm or at any of the 29 tax offices island-wide. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP, that's 1-888-829-4357, or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's edition of Get the Facts, we discuss power of attorney. A power of attorney is a legal document stating that an individual gives another the authority to act on their behalf. The document should state clearly the extent of the agent's authority.
Using the concept of attorney, just remember that the concept of attorney in this context has nothing to do with being a lawyer. It really simply has to do with you being able to exercise certain duties and powers on behalf of the person who has granted that power, which we usually call the grantor.
Attorney at law, Ewan Simpson. He says some of the most popular reasons for granting power of attorney include to facilitate property sale, banking transaction, and land transfers.
Once the principal has determined that they will need an agent to act on their behalf, then they will identify who this agent is, and they will usually have someone draft this power of attorney for them. In Jamaica, the preferred process is that this power of attorney is signed by the principal, by the grantor of the power. And it also would be useful to have it signed by a justice of the peace. It would also need to be registered at the Registrar General's department.
The power of attorney can be drafted in letter form or by filling out a form. There are different types of power of attorney, including those triggered by certain occurrences such as sudden sickness of the grantor. In this case, it would be called the spring power of attorney. Acts carried out by the power of attorney ought to be clearly outlined in the document. As such, the person you select should be of good character, as even if the power of attorney is nullified, the acts already done cannot be changed. Before a power of attorney can be registered, certain requirements must be met. These include ensuring the document has the date of execution, signatures of parties, guarantor, grantee, and justice of the peace or notary public, and the stamp duty is paid. The seal of signatory from the justice of the peace or notary public and full name and address of grantor and grantee are also required. A power of attorney that meets the requirements should be taken to the Island Records Office at the Registrar General's Department, where it will be assessed. Assessment costs include legal sheet or every 160 words costing $500 and the deed receipt costing $500. The service charge for 7 to 10 days is $1,000, and for the next day service, the charge is $2,500. After the appropriate fees are paid, the customer will be issued a receipt and then informed when to return for the completed document based on their request. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
The Child Development Agency and the Nathan A. Banks Foundation in association with the Ministry of Health will be hosting a Children's Expo and Special Needs Resource Fair on Saturday, May 27 at Hope Gardens from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Connect with over 30 service providers offering school programs and health screenings. Meet the experts and other families experiencing child health, autism, ADD, ADHD, and more. Discover the resources Jamaica has to offer its children and special needs community. For more information, call 622-7600 or 631-0595. Admission free.
The Ministry of National Security will be targeting gangs, guns, lottery scammers. So be warned. This year is law-abiding people year, not the year of gangsters, rapists, and murderers. We will make Jamaica secure and take back our public spaces. This government is committed to citizen safety and security. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.